Yo, mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking, family? Yo, y'all are back in the low end theory. And before, hold on. Just be quiet. Hold on, real quick. And before y'all even jump down my throat and tell me, yo, JF, where the hell have you been? What the hell have you been doing? What the hell has been going on? Listen, man. Shit happens, B. I'm gonna just be real with you. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens, man. No. But in all seriousness, man, you know what I mean? Life comes at you fast, man. So many things that happened in that time, dog, and I could probably bore you all the way to sleep by telling you all of the things that have happened in that time, but hopefully you can find it in your hearts to forgive me. We right back on track, and of course, obviously, y'all already know what has to be said before the end of this episode. I don't even want to dwell on that, you know what I mean? Y'all most likely are already knowing what I'm talking about, man, you know what I mean? Love and condolences to the west side of things, you know what I'm saying, with my man Nip, Neighborhood Nip. I'm not even going to dwell on that because I feel like so many people have already given their 2 cents or 3 cents or however much sense, but it ain't too much sense that's out here about it because there's so many ridiculous things that have been said also to go along with all of the other newfound fans and so many other perspectives. But let me not dwell on that, man. We're going to get to that all in due time, man. I feel like I just have to get up to speed, you know what I'm saying, and really, you know what I mean, just verbalize everything that's been on my heart since we last spoke, man. And to be honest with you, man, not too much music has really come out. And that's another reason why I really haven't found a lot of inspiration and just like, you know, really find myself in a place where I can speak from a place of love and like, you know what I mean? And inspiration and motivation. It's like, nah, I don't feel any of those things because honestly, the thing that I fell in love with in the first place to even comment on has been lacking. You know what I mean? There hasn't really been like a surplus of dope music. There hasn't even been, you know, very many things that have dropped. You know what I mean? That I feel like I could even speak on positively, like, you know what I'm saying? And to even speak on it negatively would be, you know, not of me to do. So, you know, but shit, since the last we have spoke, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, the only really thing that I can really bring to mind to even want to speak on is maybe Offset's joint. But, you know, I'm off that. You know what I mean? But up to speed, I feel like I have something I can really speak on, really, you know what I mean, from a really dope place, man. And that's this crash talk from my man Schoolboy Q. You know what I mean? Groovy Q just dropped a new joint. I was really feeling that, man. And this is also, you know, a side note, coming a day after, you know what I mean, I had the amazing experience, you know what I mean, at the Fillmore. If y'all are new to the channel, man, let me just go ahead and extend this invite, man. Go ahead and like, share, subscribe, you know what I mean, however you do it, man. This is your boy Stay Fresh JF. I feel like I haven't even introduced myself, man. It's been that long. This is your boy Stay Fresh JF. You know what I mean, y'all are in the low end theory. If you did not know, now you know, my nigga. But you know, this is coming on the day after I had a real dope experience, man, over at the Fillmore in Silver Spring. I'm broadcasting live in the nation's capital, man, in Washington, D.C., in case y'all ain't know. Now you know that, too. Man, and I saw my boy Smino. He came in town, you know what I mean? My boy Nosedam, Nosedam the artist. Shout out to my man Nosedam, man, who's his DJ, man. I got the chance to chop it up with my boy, man. We go back years and years and years. That's my boy. That's my heart, you know what I mean? And he got it, you know what I mean? He came in town, chopped it up. I seen the show, an amazing production, man. The crowd was nuts. You know what I mean? They knew every single word. The ladies were lit. You know what I'm saying? The homies were in there on some love type shit. Nobody was hating. You know what I mean? I got a chance to kick it with my man Phil Ade, who goes by Ade these days. I'm gonna really get into his project too, man. So let me not, you know what I mean, belabor anything, man. Oh, and also, what I wanted to speak on too, man, was Ari Lennox. Shea Butter Baby just dropped. That shit is, you know what I mean, a hell of a project too, man. So I definitely want to give her some roses, you know what I mean, while she's still here to love that, you know what I mean. Definitely was feeling her debut project, man, Shea Butter Baby. So definitely we're going to get into that too. But yeah, man, let's not even, you know what I mean, let's talk about this Smino show, dog. Like, yo, seriously, like, that show was crazy, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's not too much that I can even say more than, you know, than what I've said already. You know what I mean? I was definitely a fan of his, you know what I mean, beforehand. Black Swan was one of those projects that I definitely felt like, you know, got its just due. Maybe not even got its just due to where, you know, it made him a household name or made him, you know, a huge crossover star. Whatever the case is, that's subsequent. That shit don't even matter. You know what I mean? He puts forth dope music. I was feeling his music, you know what I mean, from Black Swan all the way to Noir. You know what I mean? That's around the time where I got plugged into Smino. And if y'all have heard my previous, you know, episodes, and y'all already know how I feel about the guy. You know what I'm saying? Super dope nigga. I got a chance to chop it up with him just as a homie before I even knew who the homie was. You know what I mean? And so, you know what I mean? To just see his progression and to see where he is right now is a beautiful thing, dog. I wish that nigga nothing but love and respect and upward mobility, especially considering that his DJ is my homeboy. You know what I mean? It's like my real day one. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Nose. You know what I mean? And the Hoopty Tour. I think those guys are in New York today. Or Be More or somewhere on the map, man. Go ahead and check out his tour dates, man. And definitely, you know what I mean? If y'all are listening to, you know, anywhere outside of the district, be sure to, you know, support my dude, Smino. Support my dude, No Saddam, the DJ. You know what I mean? And definitely show them cats some love, man. Because that show is, man, next to none, man. Definitely a great show. Yeah, man. Let's get into this groovy shit, man. Let's get into some groovy Q, dog. Like, you know, definitely was checking out Groovy Q. I was feeling his latest project, Crash Talk. And damn, I think the last time I heard something from Q was Blank Face. Luckily now, you know, we moving on up in the world. So I got my, you know, my brand new MacBook in front of me too. When's the last time we heard from Groovy Q, dog? Like, I feel like the last time we heard from Quincy was Blank Face. And that shit dropped in 2016 for sure. You know what I mean? And Q is just one of those cats, you know what I mean? Like TDE cat, we already know that, you know what I mean? So we already know the cloth he's cut from, you know what I'm saying? And I would hope that you do too. And if you don't, you might want to go ahead and get on your, you know what I mean, your homework bag and really, you know what I mean, backtrack, you know what I mean? Because you got some hard work to do if you don't know about Groovy Q. But how I was feeling from this project was definitely eclectic, you know what I'm saying? It's, you never know really what to expect from Q, and that's the dope thing. I don't want to know what to expect from artists, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I would be remiss if I said that, you know what I mean, I expected everything that came with the project, because I definitely didn't. You know what I mean? I definitely didn't. Everything that I heard from the project was like, oh damn, okay, that's a new pocket, or that's a new beat. That's, I didn't expect that. You know what I mean? And I think I think cool points gotta be sent out to niggas who are able to switch up their bag and be versatile and just be able to offer something that, you know, is a break in the monotony. Because I feel like a lot of the what's formatted these days, especially working from radio, you know what I mean, working in the medium of radio, you hear a lot of the same cadences, you hear a lot of the same beat patterns, you hear a lot of the same approaches to the creative process. So it's dope to hear somebody who's already an established artist not feel pressure to have to conform to what the format is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean, that being said, I can't say that I was 100% feeling it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, when you take risks, you also run the risk of not, you know, catering to people who have already come to rock with what you have given us beforehand. You know what I'm saying? And that might seem a little oxymoronish. You know what I'm saying? Oxymoronic, not to, you know, play a pun. You know what I'm saying? On Q, because he got an album called Oxymoron. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I was feeling it 100%, you know, because he took a lot of sonic risks. You feel me? And not to come off as over analytical, but you know, sometimes, you know, you take a risk and it don't pan out. For me personally, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'd be more than willing and receptive to hear, you know what I'm saying, what other people might have felt about it. You know what I mean? And of course, you know what I'm saying, give me feedback. Let me know what you might have thought. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that I was really feeling it as a complete body of work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Definitely he has tracks that I definitely would fuck with. Like, obviously the singles, Chopsticks, Num Num Juice. You know what I mean? The joint Drunk that he got with Black is hard. 5200. That shit is crazy. Shout out to my boys. You know what I'm saying? And I be kicking it with, because these niggas play that shit on a loop. You know what I mean? And got me riding around in the new whip. You know what I mean? Because I crashed my old... Speaking of Crash Talk, nigga, I got into a nasty little accident. Had to buy a whole new car. I'm telling you, I don't be speaking no bullshit. When I tell you, man, I be going on these hiatuses, man. It'd be really for legitimate reasons, man. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm riding around in a new whip, man. And I'm listening to 5200 on a loop. Like, that shit slaps something crazy riding around in a whip. So... definitely, you know what I'm saying? I see the features that he got, and the features are hella solid. Like, you know what I mean? Black, Ty Dolla $ign, YG, 21 Savage, Cudi, You know what I'm saying? And I'm low-key waiting on another Cudi album, too. But that's a side note. Don't let me get on off on these tangents. And Water with Lil Baby. That shit goes hard in the album. So, you know, he has certain things that I definitely do respect sonically. You know what I'm saying? But if I were to take a step back, and the joint dropped not too long ago. I can't even remember which day it exactly dropped. But I feel like this is like week two of the release. Yeah, man, you know what I mean? That's really how I honestly feel about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Not to come off overly analytical or, you know what I mean, try to be a dweeb about the shit. But nah, you know, as now that I've gotten time to really listen to it and digest it and rock with it, and y'all know how I feel about shit, I don't immediately give reviews as soon as the shit drops. Because, you know, you have to give art time to grow and you know what I mean? And really fester in the time that we live in. Like, you know what I mean? Everything's so goddamn microwave. So, yeah, you know, and I gave it time to develop and process in my mind. And, you know what I mean? And honestly, I feel like, yeah, like, you know, I can't say that I was really feeling it all in all. But there were certain, you know, joints on it. And I was like, yeah, I'm riding that. Yeah, I'm fucking with that 100%. Yeah, so Crash Talk. You know what I'm saying? Still waiting on Absol. Damn, I mean, J-Rock got a hell of a project to follow up with Redemption, because that shit is fire. You know what I mean? And Kendrick, I haven't heard anything from Kendrick since damn, and goddamn, has it been a long ass time since I definitely heard something. But I'm one to talk, you know what I'm saying? All I'm doing is running my mouth in these podcasts, and I couldn't get those out to y'all any slower. But anyway, don't be judging me, nigga. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely rocking with Schoolboy Q and, you know what I'm saying, in the TDE camp. So, you know, definitely feeling it. Definitely feeling certain parts about it. Can't say that I'm feeling it all in all, but there were some pockets on there that I'm definitely rocking with, from the, you know, from the artwork. Definitely feeling the artwork. And this is what I want to start happening in hip hop, man. If y'all have dope artwork attributed to the album, I want to know who the photographer was, or who the artist was that drew it up, or who conceptualized it. I want these artists to really start getting their credits, man, because, yo, these artworks are something serious, B. Like seriously, you know? I mean, I'm from DC, so, you know what I mean? I think another dope artwork that I heard was Goldlink's album, and I still, to this day, and Goldlink's album is like 2 years old, I think, maybe 2 or 3 years old at this point, and I still haven't seen who that artist is that drew it. It's like an illustration, and I really want to know that illustrator. I want to see who that illustrator is, man. I want these artists to really start getting they credit while they can, you know what I'm saying? Let them know that they appreciate it, B, for real. But yeah, man, shout out to Q, man. Ari fucking Lennox. Shout out to Ari, man. And shout out to Courtney, Big Head Courtney, because she's a Duke Ellington alumni like myself, dog. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't go so far as to say I know Shorty personally. Know her in passing. I mean, we went to the same school, so it's like, yo, oh yeah, that's that girl that's always singing in the damn hallways. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know people who know her, so you are just around it and shit like that. But, you know, shout out to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, man. You know what I mean? That's the greatest place in the world to me. Yeah, man. So Ari Lennox, man. Courtney. Shout out Big Head Courtney. Ari did her thing, man. Ari did her thing, dog. You know what I mean? And what I like most about the project, since I've been able to ride around to it for the last few days, is that it seems she gives me like a real throwback Minnie Riperton type Roberta Flack. Like, you know what I mean? There's certain timeless artists you can always go back to and listen to. I wouldn't even say Nina Simone, because I think Ari honestly has a better voice than Nina Simone. But Nina Simone is a classically trained pianist. Not to say I'm comparing them to, but, you know, if we're talking about singers, I think Ari has a better voice than Nina Simone. And that's a huge, huge, huge compliment. So, you know, Courtney, if you are hearing this shit, I just paid you the biggest compliment. But no, man, she did her thing 100%. You know what I mean? And the album, I feel like it's timeless. It is contemporary enough that people now can ride around to it and really, really honestly feel like it's a reflection of the time that we're living in creatively. But, you know, also, if I were to, you know, press the rewind button and listen to this 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I feel like it would make me feel the exact same way, and it would probably still be just as dope. You know, honestly, it would probably be just as dope. So from that perspective, I gotta give Ari her credit, man, for real, because it's a hell of an album. What was I feeling on that joint, man? Chicago Boy, the joint comes on real slow, real steady, real dope. You know what I'm saying? With Chicago Boy, I was absolutely feeling that joint. Obviously, you know, Shea Butter Baby, the joint she got with Cole, that shit is crazy. Speak to Me is dope. FaceTime, I think, might be my favorite track off the album. Whipped Cream is so wavy. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a solid sonic palette. You know, you feel me? And I'm able to listen to it and really digest it. And it's something on there for every mood. You know what I mean? And I gotta tip my hat, dog. Like, you know what I mean? It's a solid, solid album. And I really can't find too many things that I felt dissatisfied with. You know what I'm saying? And being that, you know what I mean, we come from the same creative place, I'm happy to see where she is right now, and I wish her nothing but love and upward mobility and growth, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, Ari. I want to see you win. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to do her thing, and I was absolutely feeling Shea Butter Baby for sure. From the cover art to the presentation to the rollout. You know what I mean? Not too big of a fan of her live videos, so I had to hit the unfollow button. Sorry, boo. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying? I am a fan of her music, and at the end of the day, I feel like that's really all that shit matters, her music. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Ari Lennox. She's doing her thing. She's on the come up, and I want to see her keep doing well. You know what I mean? For real. Yeah, dog. And while we in the city, while we're still in the city, and, you know, still in D.C., dog. Shout out to my man, Phil Ade. You know what I mean? I was had a chance to chop it up with my boy, Phil Ade, and DJ Money while we were at the Smino show last night. And, you know, we had a dope conversation, man, about his project. Told him I was waiting on that joint. You know what I mean? I told him, you know what I mean, sonically, creatively, it was on time. It took long enough, you know what I mean, to drop the joint. Obviously going through some label changes and all of that type of shit, but you know what I mean? I can't stand when the politics of music, you know, supersede what the artist's intention is as far as getting it to the consumer. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just happy to hear new music from a person who I've seen grow, you know what I mean, since the Letterman. You know what I mean? Since the Letterman. And to see where he is now is just crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's dope, man. And I want to see Phil Ade keep doing his thing, man. He got to join on there with Fat Man Scoop. Like, where the fuck Fat Man Scoop been at? Or where the hell did he find him at? Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm happy he did because, you know what I'm saying? There's a cut on that joint called... damn, what is the name of that joint? Hold on, let me look that up real quick before I put my foot in my mouth and can't figure out what the hell is he... You know what I'm saying? What the hell the name of that song is? I think it's called Something Sweet. Now, mind you, I ain't nothing sweet, but you know what I mean, that track is something sweet for real. You know what I mean? And I was honestly feeling that that's probably my favorite joint on that Phil Ade album. If y'all don't know who Ade is, it's Ade, accent over the E. You know what I mean? If you plugged in the way that I'm plugged in, you already know him as Phil Ade. He dropped the Phil. You know what I mean? He was a part of 368 Music Group with Raheem Devon. You know what I mean? And I think my boy Chaz French also came up, you know, with 368. But now he signed to Epic. He's doing his thing again. And you know what I mean? And that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I can't go so far as to say your man, because everybody ain't your man. But, you know, of course, being in the city and moving around, you know, running into each other over and over again. You know what I mean? He's a familiar face. I'm a familiar face. And I just really want to see my man eat. You know what I mean? So shout out to Phil Ade. Shout out to Ade, man. I want you to keep doing your thing, my G, for real, because you got something special, G. You know what I mean? For real. And damn, it's already been 20 minutes. Y'all be running my mouth, young. I would be remiss if I did not say that this is my final goodbye to a person who inspired me. You know, and I'm trying not to get emotional about this shit because, you know what I mean? I don't even like talking about it, man. You know what I mean? And I have my trepidation around this shit too, man. Let me switch it up before I even... Yo, shout out to Aisha Curry, man. Real quick, before I even get into my tribute to Nip. Shout out to Aisha Curry. Because I feel like she was strong enough as a female to really speak on how she felt. And I know I'm jumping all over the place, man. Just ride with me before I send y'all off, man. You know, it's a lot of females who have their insecurities, and it's a lot of men who have insecurities. And how I feel about the entire situation is this, man. Honestly, I feel like women are there for other women in terms of being emotionally available. You know what I mean? To speak on their insecurities, and they're not judged for it. And if they are judged for it, it's from a place of empathy. And I feel like men aren't afforded the same amount of empathy when it comes to airing our emotions and how we might feel about things. And so, you know, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, Aisha Curry recently went on to Jada's Red Top or Red Table Talk or whatever, and said that she had some insecurities around the amount of women that throw themselves at Steph. And she wishes that, you know, after having 3 kids and being in a committed relationship and all that kind of, you know, kind of talk, that she wants some, you know, male attention. You know what I mean? Not that she gonna act on it, but she, it would be nice to have it. And I hear that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not chastising her. What I am mad at is that I feel like there are a lot of women who defend her who will not keep the same energy if it were a man voicing his same opinion or voicing his same feeling about the exact same subject. Now, you able to feel differently about it, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. But let me tell you something, though. Me speaking from my personal experiences and a lot of homies who feel the exact same way, we don't feel, you know, that men's insecurities are approached with the same amount of empathy and the same amount of sensitivity as it is, you know, with women. And all we want is equality. So all I got to say about this is keep that same energy. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of men who are good men who are, you know what I'm saying, in steady relationships and, you know what I'm saying, have been with their girl for forever, have kids and all of that. And sometimes, yeah, you do want the affirmation from the opposite sex because it just feels good to get that type of affirmation. It doesn't mean that we're going to act on it or anything like that. But you know what I'm saying? A lot of the time I hear women chastise us for feeling that way, but they're quick to defend Aisha Curry. And all I'm saying is keep that same energy, young. Keep the same energy. That's all I'm saying. Keep the same energy. You know what I'm saying? We can't be bastards and dogs and sons of bitches and whatever else that y'all want to call us. You know what I'm saying? And Aisha be a strong woman. It doesn't work both ways. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, getting to wrapping this thing up, because, you know, I hate to be long-winded. I don't want a podcast that goes for an hour and all of that stuff, and y'all just listen to me. So I'm going to just get to, you know, what I was saying before I got, you know, to Aisha. And I wish Aisha and Steph nothing but love and respect, too, man. And let me cap that off by saying that. Yeah, man, Nip, dog. Like, you know, been a fan for years. I think the first time I heard Nip was 2009. I was in college, you know, and I heard the All My Life freestyle. Shout out to my boy Avery. He put me on to Nipsey. And since then, you know, I've always respected his business acumen. He's probably one of the biggest reasons why I believe so firmly in ownership, especially creative ownership. He's one of the reasons that I started my own company, A1 Alumni Clothing, you know what I mean? And A1 Radio, my sense of entrepreneurship and ownership, a lot of that inspiration comes directly from Nip and no one else. Well, not no one else, but, you know, in this day and age, man, Nipsey is, you know, the direct blueprint that I'm able to pattern myself off of and just give me hope and inspiration, man. Like, everything the man said and did, I was plugged in and I admired. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I'd had a chance to really meet him. I got a chance to see him live. I don't really do concerts like that, but I had to, you know, reciprocate my adoration for the man by going to see him live. And it was a hell of an experience, you know what I'm saying? And to hear that he met, you know, his death the way that he did just broke my heart and it crushed me. And then all of the things that happened afterwards, like, you know what I'm saying? I felt like there was a time where everybody was obviously was now just like a Nipsey fan. And I was like, yo, where were y'all? Now, I'm not saying that you can't be a fan post-mortem, but like it got to a place where it was like weird after a while. Like, why are all of you people like now all of a sudden Nipsey fans, and everything out of your on your timeline is Nipsey this and Nipsey that? Where, you know, I think the thing about Nip was that if you were really a fan of his, then you would want to pattern yourself after him. Believe in yourself enough to start your own shit. Believe in yourself enough to invest in yourself and invest in the people around you and invest in your own dreams and aspirations. That to me is really being a Nipsey fan. And also, you know, patronizing his music. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I just got to a place where it was like, yo, this is weird, B. Like, everybody out here is like now all of a sudden, oh, everybody and their mother's a Nipsey fan? Like, stop, knock it off. It's disingenuous and it's not, it's foul, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how I feel about it, you know? And honestly, if you were that big of a Nipsey fan, why wouldn't you give him his roses while he could still smell them? You know what I'm saying? And, I don't know, man. You know, I got a lot of mixed feelings, but, you know, when it really boils down to it, you know, mixed feelings as to other people. But, you know, how I feel about Nip, dog, I just feel, you know, everything about Nipsey to me was inspiring. And I think as an artist, that's all that you do art for, is to inspire people and entertain people and give people substance. And everything about Nip was just that. And, to hear that he got slain and he got shot, and to hear how his body got treated after, you know what I'm saying, it was murdered, and you know what I mean, it was just, man, it was just tragic, dog. Like, I was too young to feel a loss of Big. I was too young to feel a loss of Pac. I was kind of too young to feel the loss of Big L and Big Pun, and you know what I'm saying, all of these amazingly dope artists. Yeah, man, you know what I mean, I felt when Prodigy from Mobb Deep lost his life. I felt that, you know what I mean, because I grew up my whole life listening to Mobb Deep. And Nipsey, you know, being I think he was a little bit older than, you know, he's a little bit older than me, so he's like the generation just before me. I looked at him like a big brother, like, you know what I'm saying, like a big brother I never met, you know. And it's just a hell of a loss, man, a hell of a loss. And it's not, and honestly, now I feel like there's a huge void in hip-hop, and I don't think too many artists can fill it. I don't think too many artists can fill that void that I feel, you know what I mean? Someone who's not a superstar but isn't on the grassroots underground level, like somebody who put in their time and they're just dudes and didn't kiss no ass or ride no waves and did it 100% on their own merit. Like, I don't know too many artists, man, that can really fill that void, dog. And it's a void, you know what I mean? It's a yeah, man. Yeah. It's space that he left, dog. And I don't think it's gonna be easily filled. But you know, I don't know, man. That shit crushed me real hard, man. I shed real tears. I shed real tears. Real tears, you know what I'm saying, when I heard about Nip, dog. So, yeah, man. You know, forever rest in peace to my man Nipsey Hussle. And I finally feel like I gotta say this because now the wave has died down. And that's how you know what I mean? That I think now is the appropriate time to really feel like how I, you know, speak on it, how I feel like I should speak on it. So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now, dog. And, you know, forever rest in peace to my man Nip, dog. For real, you know. So, this caps off this episode of the Low End Theory. You know, hopefully I wasn't too long-winded. Hopefully, you know what I mean? Y'all rock with me how y'all rock with me. And until the next time, I holler at y'all, man. Love life. You know what I mean? Like, share, subscribe to Low End Theory. Follow me at StayFreshJF. That's no periods, underscores, or asterisks, or none of that stupid shit. StayFreshJF. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter. That's on Snapchat. That's on everything, man. And until the next time we talk, man. Y'all love life. I'm out of here.
Holla.